Well, every time I play that track, I like it more. It's the new single from Steps. It's the title from their album. It's What the Future Holds. And I'm joined on the line by Lisa Scott-Lee from Steps. Lisa, hi.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm all the better for talking to you, if I'm honest. This is good. I've been trying to think back. I remember Wembley Arena with probably my 9-year-old daughter coming to see you guys in concert. And you started the concert. You're all in these giant action figure boxes. And you burst out. And I can't remember.
We like a big entrance. But how old's your daughter now, Neil?
28.
Really?
So I was just trying to think when it was. But I'm guessing it must all be a blur for you.
Oh, my goodness. Do you know what? We've been so lucky to do so many tours. She's 28 now, is she?
Mm.
What's her name?
Jasmine.
Oh, well, hi to Jasmine. Wow, she's all grown up and gorgeous, I'm sure. We're going back a few years there. We've been together 23 years, so that would have been one of our very first tours.
Right.
And to be honest, I'm not sure what it was called.
It's all a blur. All I remember is there's an awful lot of parents there with their sort of 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds, everything like that. And you could see in their faces, you know, the sooner we get through this and get out, the better. For me, I loved it. I'm sorry, I've been playing your music right since the start. And
well, don't be sorry. Thank you so much, Neil.
They're great tunes. We'll talk about the new stuff and everything in a minute. Can I just take you back to those, as you say, 23 years ago? You and H are the only sort of the original two who originally applied. Is that right?
Yes, yeah, it is true. There was, some people know, there was another lineup before the five, as you know, but to be honest, three of the members, they left because they felt that the music wasn't cool enough for them. That kind of thing. So they weren't really happy with. Yeah.
I bet they're kicking themselves now. But when you first applied, did you see this? Was it just like, let's see where this gig goes? Or did you think, no, actually, I reckon this could last?
So I remember my thoughts like it was yesterday. So auditioned. We were played 5, 6, 7, 8, and I clearly remember thinking, this is either going to be a big hit or a big flop. I thought it was going to go one way or the other. Unfortunately for us, it was a big hit. And there's so much love out there for 5, 6, 7, 8. You know, it was obviously our first single. And we always say we are where we are today because of that song. And it really did start our journey.
Indeed. But you've been likened across the years. I mean, that was an original sound, but then your sound did quite quickly change, and you've been likened over the years many times to ABBA. And that can't be a bad thing, can it?
Absolutely not. No. I mean, we're all big ABBA fans, as are our parents, and we just love their melodies and their lyrics. And so, you know, that's definitely a compliment from us. And I think as well, because who else would you compare Steps to? Because there aren't really any other boy girl pop groups around.
No.
And I think that's one of the factors of us still being here 23 years on. You know, we've had lots of great girl bands and boy bands, but there aren't really many mixed groups out there. So yeah, we're one of the only ones I can think of, really.
And you took a break. You famously split up on Boxing Day in 2001. Then you got back together again 2011, 2012, and then again into. Does that work quite well for you, do you think? What keeps drawing you back together, all of you?
Well, it's the fans, to be honest. They're the ones that keep asking us, and they message us daily. So even if we're having a break and we're recording the next album, we're always Steps. You know, people think we keep having these comebacks, but for us, it's got past the point of comebacks. Mm. We're always Steps, and we've got the most incredible loyal fan base, and they're the ones that are keeping us here 23 years on. They're the ones that are saying, we want new music, we want more tours. And so we think, whilst they want that, we're going to deliver because we absolutely love it.
Well, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of people, they sort of, they feel this need to sort of bat on and, oh, we've got to come up with another album. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. It sounds to me like you go away, you freshen yourselves all back up again, you have a bit of a rest, and then you come back and hit the ground running again.
Exactly. It is, and you know, we're here because we want to be, not because we have to be. That's the difference. And we do genuinely all get on, and we all still think we're 20-year-olds running around, you know, on stage. And there's just such a great atmosphere. We have a great time at work. It's not really work for us. And I think you're right. I mean, especially with this, you know, with the latest single and campaign, we were away for a little bit because we were obviously working on the new music and recording the new album. Mm. But it's like we haven't been anywhere. You know, an hour after the first play, we were number one in the iTunes chart. So it's just incredible. And honestly, we are so grateful to the fans out there.
Well, that's okay. Quite happy to carry on buying your tunes. You've done the arena tours before. As I say, I saw you at Wembley Arena. Well,
yes.
whoever knows when. And you've got, all being well, COVID allowing, you've got a 14-date stadium tour coming up next year. Do you enjoy it more, do you think, now? Do you kind of get it? You know how it's all going to work?
People ask me this, and my answer is I enjoyed it the first time round. I've always loved being in steps. You know, I didn't have any issues with it. Yes, it was hard work, and yes, you know, you get band politics and what have you, but I love it. I'm a performer at heart. I've been dancing, performing since the age of three. This is all I wanted to do, and it's not a tap you can just turn off. Once you've got the bug, once you're a performer, and also, you know, the buzz that you get being on stage and the audience singing back and doing all our dance routines back to us, it, that's my happy place, and I love it.
You say about the dance routines. I mean, I didn't realise till I did a bit of back reading up on you that steps actually, that it was the idea originally was that the choreography would be printed inside the CD sleeve and things like that. I didn't realise that was.
Yeah.
So how are you doing? Now, you know, you're 20 odd years on, you still enjoy all the dance moves.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a trained dancer, so I went to stage school and I trained in ballet and all sorts of different dance, and I'm a qualified teacher of dance. So now I actually have a dance school in Dubai. So dance is still a massive part of my life.
Right.
And it's something that I'm passing on to my students, which is just a really wonderful thing. So, you know, for me, it's, you know, people say, oh, you're older, does it get harder? And, you know, it doesn't, because of the love of it and because it's such an enjoying thing. You know, I think it's great for fitness as well. We're all keeping fit.
Mm.
I do enjoy going to gym, but I love to dance more. But, you know, you don't realise you're kind of working out and keeping fit. So there's so many benefits to dance, and it's universal and everybody loves it.
I think it's probably safest if I stick to a good walk, if I'm honest. You wouldn't want to see me dancing.
You stick to your walk.
Now, we've talked about this likeness to ABBA. The only difference between you and ABBA, as I can see, is that ABBA, of course, they were married. There was all those personal dramas that were played out in their songs. But I'm going to ask you I've got to ask you the question now.
We're not married.
No. But if you were stuck in a lift with Claire, Lee, H or Faye, who would be the best person to be stuck in a lift with, and who would be the worst person to be stuck in a lift with?
This is very easy. This is an easy question. So the worst is definitely H. He's like my best friend in the band, but he's also sometimes my annoying brother.
Right.
And he would just drive me crazy. He'd be going through all the songs that he knows, and he talks away. He talks a lot, so I think that would be the worst person because he's got so much energy. And I think the best person would probably have to be Claire or Lee, because he, you know, he's very methodical. He would be looking for an escape route, and he's very physical and fit, and he'd probably be able to. We'd probably escape in some way. And Claire also, you know, she's very similar minded like that, so she'd be looking for get out. And I have to include Faye in that. I can't leave Faye out.
I was gonna say, Faye's going, what's so bad about me?
I think it's just got to be teamwork. we'd all escape together there.
Fab. All right, lovely. Listen, it's been great to talk to you. It's been a real joy.
Oh,
and
thank you, Neil.
And it
thank
is love
so much. Go on, sorry.
No, go on, you go. I was going to say, we love your music, and it's great that we've got a new album coming out. It's just looking forward to this hugely. Go on, you carry on.
Thank you so much. I was just going to say, I know you've been playing, I know you've been a DJ for years, you've been playing all our step songs, so thank you for playing and continuing, and I love the fact that you're living the new music as well, and it's like, you know, one of the lyrics off our new single, What the Future Holds, we've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future, and you know, it's funny because our new single and album are available on vinyl and CD and cassette, but you can also stream it.
It's crazy, so it's, isn't it?
We do, you know, it's all come full circle. And so thank you for the support over the years and continued support. And that goes to everyone out there listening.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You lovely people, all of you. Let's have one more track. You. And I did say, right, okay, we've got time for one more track as well from you. And that can be from whatever of the back catalogue. If you, what's the one you really enjoy singing? What's your favourite Step song?
I've got quite a few. I love Deep Shade of Blue because I'm a bit of a, you know, I love my pop dance, a bit of a pop dance diva at heart. So I do love Deep Shade of Blue. But I think on this occasion, I'm going to go for Stomp because it's really uplifting. And I think that's what we all need right now. So here's Steps with Stomp.
Thanks, Lisa. Thanks. Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Neil. Love to everybody.